听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Steve. Our monthly travel article takes us to the city of Victoria, a fantastic harbor town on the west coast of Canada. No matter if you're looking, hearing, tasting, smelling, or touching, the city of Victoria has something to delight your senses. Right now, let's focus on the sense of sight. Victoria certainly has plenty of great natural scenery to enjoy, as well as wonderful architecture. But visual joy can also come in a smaller package, like a book. Let's open our magazines now to page 22 as we visit Munro Books.
Victoria. Dip into the sensual pleasures of this Canadian harbor town. Munro Books. Oh, I do love this bookstore. Walk in and you want to stay a week in this large but welcoming space, where gorgeous banners of the four seasons decorate the high walls. Explore the island. Victoria is at the southern tip of pretty green Vancouver Island. The city is the capital of British Columbia, and as the seat of the provincial government, exudes cosmopolitan cachet. But drive a few miles outside the city, and the island quickly turns into a rural community of small towns. Fun to explore, and don't forget the beaches. Rent a car for a day and explore how the lucky Vancouver Islanders live.
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. We're on day three of our article on Victoria in British Columbia, Canada. And my name is Linda.
And I'm Chip. And yes, if you've been joining us for the last 2 days in our travel article, you know that we're in British Columbia, Canada. And specifically, we've been in the town of Victoria, which is on Vancouver Island.
Right. And today we're going to start our article at the top of page 23. We're going to go to Munro Books. So if you follow along with the reading, we say this author loves this bookstore. She says if you walk in, you want to stay a week in this large but welcoming space. Gorgeous banners on the force of the four seasons decorate the high walls. And you know, Chip just told me he could spend a week in a bookstore.
I really could. I love to visit bookstores. And a bookstore in this kind of town where the pace is very slow and it's just a very relaxing town, I think I could spend a lot of time in Munro Books.
And one of our vocabulary words is in this section right here, banners. A banner usually hangs from the ceiling to the floor. Well, maybe not all the way to the floor. It's usually painted or decorated in some way. And these banners are showing you the four seasons of the year.
Okay, and sometimes we might see a banner at a graduation party or a birthday party, and they might say something like, happy birthday or congratulations, something like that.
Right. So they have some kind of message that they're trying to convey usually. It's different than a frame picture. There's no frame on it at all. Sometimes the banners hang, like I said, from floor to ceiling or ceiling to floor, or some of them go across the top, across a wall, all the way across a wall.
Okay. And so here these are banners of the four seasons. So they kind of celebrate the changing of the seasons. Our next paragraph says that you can explore the island. Now, if you remember, we've been talking about a city that's on Vancouver Island, but there's actually a lot more to this island than just the city of Victoria.
So now we're going to explore the island a little bit. We're going to leave Victoria. Notice that Victoria is on the southern tip of pretty green Vancouver Island. So it's right down there at the south. And this city is the capital of British Columbia and is the seat of the provincial government. And it exudes cosmopolitan cachet. Chip, that is a mouthful. What does that mean?
That is. Well, yeah, let's first look at that word provincial. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about provincial, we're talking about a certain type of government. Now, in America, in the United States, we have state governments. But right. Canada doesn't have states. It has provinces. And there are some other countries that have provinces. When you have provinces, then you have provincial governments, and that's referring to the government, the people that oversee that province.
Right. And because it is a provincial government, it has cosmopolitan cachet. Okay, cosmopolitan here means kind of sophisticated city atmosphere, not like the rural countryside. And cachet just means the quality of the city. So the town, even though it's not a huge town, Victoria's very, very pretty little town, gives off this kind of international feeling.
Okay, and our article says that it exudes cosmopolitan cachet. So that means that it shows that it has a lot of cosmopolitan cachet. Maybe you exude passion or you exude hope. That means that you somehow demonstrate or show that you have a lot of that quality or that thing.
That's right. Well, let's continue. You drive a few miles outside of the city and the island quickly turns into a rural community or rural area. Now, we had the opportunity when we were visiting there in April to drive outside of Victoria. We went up north. A few miles, about, I would say maybe about an hour outside of Victoria, is a very cool little town where they have murals painted on all of the city, all of the town buildings. And it tells the history of that little town.
Okay, so if these buildings had murals on them, then they had paintings or paintings of pictures on the sides of these buildings. Very interesting. Now, if we drive a few miles outside the city, we see this community of small towns. So it sounds like we have a lot of small towns filling the island. And it sounds like these are very fun to explore.
They are. These small little towns are filled with lots of different kinds of shops and little museums that you can explore that tell about the history of Vancouver. So rent a car for a day and explore how the lucky Vancouver Islanders live. You don't just have to stay inside of Victoria. There's a lot to see there. But this is a rather large island, and different parts of the island have a lot of different things to offer.
Okay, now our author thinks that these Vancouver Islanders, or the people who live on Vancouver Island, are pretty lucky. Now, Linda, you have been to Vancouver Island. You visited Victoria. Would you like to live there someday?
You know, I think I'd like to have a vacation home there so I could go there in the summertime and stay for a few months and then go back to wherever I lived.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, like a vacation home, like
right.
a second house or a
right.
second home.
Right.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice. I guess if I could have my wish, that's how I would want it too. Well, these Vancouver Islanders are probably pretty lucky to live there on the island. Well, we're going to take a break, but before we take a break and come back to learn more about Victoria, let's visit the chat room.
What is the name of that book? It's on the tip of my tongue.
What did you say, Ashley? The book is on the tip of your tongue? I don't see it.
Very funny, Ken. I'm trying to remember the name of this book for my friend.
Then why did you say it's on the tip of your tongue?
Well, because I was using the idiom tip of my tongue, which means I can't recall the name of something I know well.
I see. That happens to me a lot. Speaking of tip, today's Studio Classroom article talks about the southern tip of an island. What does tip mean in that case?
It is talking about the bottom of the island. Is the southern part of the island pointed?
Pointed?
Well, for instance, this is the tip of my pen. It is the most pointed part that I write with. And the end of my nose is called the tip of my nose.
So if the island has a tip, then it has a pointed shape?
Yes, that's right. This reminds me of the idiom, tip of the iceberg.
What does that mean?
That means you can only see part of a situation. You do not know all of the facts.
So the problem is worse than it looks.
Right. For instance, finding red paint on the door was just the tip of the iceberg. My little sister had painted all over the walls as well.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Or cleaning the bathroom was just the tip of the iceberg. We also had to clean the kitchen, living room, and bedrooms.
Okay, now I understand.
Oh, I just remembered the name of the book.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
The Tipping Point.
Okay, you'll have to tell me more about it later. Tip 就是尖端 ,tip of the iceberg 就是冰山的一角。这个片语几乎都是用在负面的不好的事情，因为 tip of the iceberg 是指露出在水面上的冰山，而这个冰山是一个具有威胁性，能够让轮船沉到海底的一个不好的东西。另外一个片语 ,at the tip of my tongue, tongue 是舌头 ,the tip of one's tongue 是在舌尖，那这句话是用来表示想说的话却想不起来，比如说你突然想起一本书，但是怎么想都想不出这本书的书名，你就可以说 The name of the book is at the tip of my tongue， 好像那个书名已经到舌头的尖端，差一点就可以说出来，但是却想不起来。所以我们学英文一定要把单字牢记，要不然很多生字只会停留在 the tip of your tongue。 好，我们休息一下，稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室。
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Now, our next topic is shopping. And I'm not really sure which sense that's connected to, maybe all five of them. But I do know that shopping is a pleasure for many people. And if you're the kind of person that loves to hunt down a good deal or find a special something for that special someone, then you'll love Victoria. Of course, every major city has shopping, but not every major city has shopping like the shopping you'll find in Victoria. Let's find out more as we get back to the reading over on the top of page 23.
Victoria, dip into the sensual pleasures of this Canadian harbor town. Shopping. Victoria is loaded with shops. But this is not a stock up at the Gap Town. Boutiques here sell Irish woolens, Scottish plaids, and expensive European clothing. Porcelain shops will make you smile, with chubby teapots from floral to Art Deco styles. Serious bargain shoppers can do well scouting for outerwear, since Canadian manufacturers have mastered cold weather issues. They produce some excellent lines of sporting and outerwear, with prices usually beating same-grade U.S. products.
Welcome back, everybody. We're on the second column on page 23 in our article on Victoria. And the topic we're going to talk about now is shopping, one of my favorite topics. How about you, Chip?
Well, it's probably not my favorite thing to do when I'm on vacation, but I do know a wife of my wife does like to go shopping, so she might like this part of the article.
Well, let's take a look at what the article has to say. I know Chelsea likes to shop. Okay, Victoria is loaded with shops. That means loaded with something means that it has a lot of them. But this is not a stock up at the Gap Town. What does that stock up at the Gap Town mean? I love that phrase.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing a certain kind of town. Well, here, the Gap is referring to a certain clothing store in the United States. And at the Gap, you find very basic, stylish clothing. And so here, it's saying that it's not the kind of town where you can stock up or get prepared for the rest of the year by buying a lot of these basic, stylish types of clothing. And so rather, this town has boutiques. Now, what is a boutique?
Okay, a boutique is a specialty shop. A boutique is a smaller shop that carries they give an example here in our article. They sell Irish woolens. So they sell woolen clothing. The wool comes from Ireland. Ireland is very famous for its sheep, and they make a lot of different kinds of wool sweaters or wool skirts or wool pants. Scottish plaids. So Scotland is very famous for a style, a design in clothing. What is a plaid?
Well, a plaid it has a lot of lines. It has horizontal lines that go across, and it has vertical lines that cross those horizontal lines. And it has just a lot of boxes and squares. And yeah, Scotland is very famous for its plaid.
And expensive European clothing. And it also has porcelain shops. Why don't you tell us about those, Chip?
Well, yeah, if you know what porcelain is kind of a glass-type material that a lot of dishes and things in your kitchen might be made of. Very nice and fine. And so these porcelain shops will make you smile. They will make you happy. And one of the things that might make you smile is a chubby teapot. Now, if a teapot, which is the thing that you would pour tea out of, if a teapot is chubby, what does that mean?
Well, if a teapot is chubby, it just means it's kind of short and fat. Chubby, we often use for chubby cheeks, if little children have fat cheeks or a chubby little child. So teapots can also be kind of short and kind of fat. And they have floral to art deco designs. Art Deco, I think we all know floral, first of all, means a flower design in the traditional kind of teapot we think of. But what about Art Deco styles?
Well, yeah, an Art Deco is a kind of style of art that uses bold colors and also geometric shapes. So shapes like squares and triangles and circles, and mixed with bold colors. And so this is just a way of talking about that style of artwork.
Okay, and then serious bargain shoppers. So if you're looking for a good deal, you can do well to scout for outerwear. So what is scout? I thought scouts were like kids, you know, that were outside. What is scouting?
Well, a scout is a person who goes out on a mission to find something, or actually to look for something.
Okay.
And so here, this is another way of saying looking for outerwear or for clothing that you would wear on the outside of your clothing. So here we're talking about coats and jackets, maybe scarves and hats as well.
Okay, so you can do well to scout for our outerwear since Canadian manufacturers have mastered cold weather issues. So this just means that if you live in Canada, it's pretty cold up there. And cold weather issues means they know how to keep you warm. Cold weather can make you feel cold, can make you catch a cold easily, so you want to stay warm and you want to stay dry. So they've mastered those kind of issues.
Okay, so if you're looking for a good coat, maybe you should look for a coat that has been made and manufactured in Canada. It will probably keep you warm. And our article says that they produce, so these Canadian manufacturers, produce some excellent lines of sporting and outerwear with prices usually beating same grade U.S. products. So here we're comparing Canadian products with the same level or the same quality of U.S. products. And it says that here we have prices usually beating the U.S. prices. So these are a little more inexpensive in Canada.
Right. That means that the prices that you pay in Canada for the same garment or same coat would be cheaper or less expensive than for the very same thing or the very same quality in America. Okay. Thank you for joining us. And right now we have a video for you about Victoria.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们来看 banner 这个名词。banner 是指旗帜或者是挂在墙上的横幅。例如 ,the protesters were waving banners that said no fur
outside the convention center. 示威者在会议中心外面挥动着写着禁穿皮毛的横幅，或者是 the banners hang on the wall of the palace represent the royal family. 皇宫的墙上所挂的旗帜代表着皇室家族。接下来我们看的是 boutique 这个名词，注意它的中音是在 ti 这个音节念成 boutique。Boutique 是指精品店，通常卖的是衣服、皮鞋或者是珠宝等等，而且面积都不是很大。例如 The boutique on Robinson Street sells accessories imported from France. 这家开在 Robinson 街的精品店卖从法国进口的配件。继续我们看的是 chubby 这个形容词。chubby 是指圆滚滚的，所以如果我们要说有某人看起来圆圆的，是不会用 fat 这个形容词。fat 通常是指胖的或者是比较负面的形容词，但是 chubby 通常是很讨喜的。例如 The chubby little girl looks so cute in her jumper. 这个有点圆嘟嘟的小女生穿着背心裙好可爱。或者是 I can't stop squeezing the baby's chubby cheeks. 我忍不住要去捏这个 baby 圆嘟嘟的脸颊。And I guess that's all for today's language tips.Goodbye and take care.
Victoria, dip into the sensual pleasures of this Canadian harbor town. Monroe Books. Oh, I do love this bookstore. Walk in and you want to stay a week in this large but welcoming space.Where gorgeous banners of the Four Seasons decorate the high walls. Explore the island. Victoria is at the southern tip of pretty green Vancouver Island. The city is the capital of British Columbia, and as the seat of the provincial government, exudes cosmopolitan cachet. But drive a few miles outside the city,And the island quickly turns into a rural community of small towns. Fun to explore. And don't forget the beaches. Rent a car for a day and explore how the lucky Vancouver Islanders live. Shopping. Victoria is loaded with shops. But this is not a stock up at the Gap Town. Boutiques here sell Irish woolens, Scottish plaids, and expensive European clothing.Porcelain shops will make you smile, with chubby teapots from floral to art deco styles. Serious bargain shoppers can do well scouting for outerwear, since Canadian manufacturers have mastered cold weather issues. They produce some excellent lines of sporting and outerwear, with prices usually beating same-grade U.S. products.
Cairo Arrival,
Chapter 6.
From our previous episode,
May I help you, ma'am?
Yes, my cell phone is broken. I used it earlier today, but it must have been dropped. The battery is working, but I just can't make calls.
Let me see. Okay. Oh, I see. Do you have your SIM card, ma'am?
What?
You don't have a SIM card.
No SIM card? But that's impossible. I used it about an hour ago. Kate, that's it! The thief must be after my contacts!
Jenny and Kate just stared at each other. Their minds were racing to try to make sense of it all. They were both thinking the same thing.An uneasy feeling washed over Jenny's heart. It wasn't quite panic, but close to it.
Kate, now I'm really getting nervous.
I think this is getting a bit serious, Jenny. We'd better call your dad. This is not just a random thief.
So, can we get another SIM card, please? Jenny, let me pay for this. I feel terrible.We'll take 1,000 minutes, please. Here's my visa.
Kate, you don't have to.
Of course I don't, Jen, but it's the least I can do.
Thank you, Kate.
Do you have a picture ID with you, ma'am?
Yes. Here's my passport.
Thank you, ma'am. And we'll need your signature here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me check to see if it's working. What's my dad's number again? 133-748-9-6464. Thanks. He's not in. Kate, I'm sorry. I don't feel like coffee now. I'd rather get back to the hotel. Do you mind? Of course not. We'll grab a cab outside.
Once again, the taxi ride back to the hotel was mostly silent, each lost in their own thoughts. Jenny, understandably, was feeling uneasy and overwhelmed. Why would someone steal her purse and not take the money? Why would someone steal her address book and not her passport? Why would he take the SIM card and leave the phone? The answer was becoming obvious. Someone wanted information, and they wanted it badly. It was a number, an address, a contact, or something they were looking for, and they thought she had it. But what that was baffled her. She had never been to Egypt before, and only knew a handful of people there. The fact that the very person who stole her purse was the same one seen following them indicated he either had not found what he was looking for, or there was more he was after. Either way, it clearly meant more trouble was coming.
Well, with its ability to excite all of your senses, it goes without saying Victoria would make a great vacation destination. But I just said it, so there. If you're interested in learning more about this Canadian harbor town, simply log on to www.tourismvictoria.com and have a look around and see all the ways you can delight your senses. Next week, we're going to ask an expert about the huge and fascinating subject of antiques. Until then, everyone here at Studio Classroom hopes you have a relaxing weekend. See you all on Monday.